The new HD Radio Network presents CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies starring Hugh Jackman, Rebecca Hall, and Maggie Q. Our first movie is Reminiscence, which is a great-looking but convoluted sci-fi thriller starring Hugh Jackman as a Navy vet and PI who helps people relive their dreams with a water tank and some headgear. He also develops feelings for his latest client, played by Rebecca Ferguson, who disappears one day, and much to the anguish of his assistant, played by Tandoi Newton, he must play detective. Now, the look is great as Reminiscence takes place in a futuristic Miami where the streets are flooded, the rich are high and dry, and the poor wander around with motorboats and gulls. The movie is the directorial debut of Lisa Joy, who co-created Westworld and is married to producer Jonathan Nolan, who is Christopher Nolan's brother. I wish Christopher could have gotten involved so he can tell Lisa how to live up to his Inception standards. Jackman is the best star of the year, while the rest of the cast seems to be floundering about, but not even he could survive this convoluted story that has nowhere to go. I wouldn't mind if people saw it as a looking picture, but I also must feel something, so 2 stars. Next up, we have The Night House, a horror movie released by Searchlight Pictures and starring Rebecca Hall as a widow still living in the lake house her recently departed husband built for her. She's trying to decipher the clues about why he would kill himself, and she begins to suspect that maybe her husband isn't who he said he was. And despite warnings from her friend and neighbor, she digs deeper and finds things a bit backwards. The Night House is a questionable and interesting thriller that leaves us pondering on what the leading lady is getting herself into. It has to do with fantasies, twists, and bizarre spiritual presences. Hall is able to play her with a wisecracking and serious attitude, and we support her mystery all the way through. We don't understand everything, but we're still able to see her getting in too deep. 3 stars. And our last movie is The Protégé, which stars Maggie Q as a contract killer whose adoptive father, played by Samuel L. Jackson, has been taken out, and she goes on a mission to find out why. Michael Keaton co-stars as another killer who is impressed by Q's charms and versatility. The Protégé was directed by Martin Campbell, who also made The Mask of Zorro, GoldenEye, and Casino Royale. In it, he picks the right actors who nail their roles with the right intentions. It's ridiculous and entertaining at times, but it's also missing a script. It's hard to comprehend what direction the movie is heading in, because one thing happens and then another thing happens. If the writing was daring and original, then it would have been a cool movie. 2.5 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
CJ at the Movies, as heard on the New HD Radio Network, is available via podcast. For more information, go to newhdmedia.com.